Basically, there are two types of petroleum fiscal regime. One is the concessionary and one is the contractual system. Under the concessionary, what happens is the sovereign owner of the oil resources receives less than 25% of total production revenue. That is under the concessionary system, which we are practicing in Ghana under the so-called Ghana hybrid.
But if you are supposed to receive not more than 25% and you are receiving 19%, that is a pass mark.
Unlike the concessionary system, where a sovereign nation often transfers its ownership of the resources to the licensee and mostly gets less than 25% of that revenue accrued, the production sharing agreement mostly vests ownership on the state and could give a country over 50% of the accrued revenue. Whatever they have agreed on our behalf is not in our interest, it's inimical to the interest of this citizen.
Commenting on the petition, the chairman of the Civil Society Platform on Oil and Gas, Dr. Steve Mantiao, said he does not accept the argument that the production sharing agreement is better than the current concessionary agreement Ghana has entered into. He said the agreement Ghana has signed on to will protect her from risk associated with oil exploration.
I do not accept the argument that we are being shortchanged in any way. It is important to recognize that the business we are discussing today is one that comes with risk. And whoever is prepared to take the risk gets the reward. They seem to make the argument that production sharing agreement is better than the current arrangement. But then the objective of production sharing agreement can be met even under the current arrangement. But it depends on whether or not this country is ready for risk taking. What is production sharing agreement? Basically, you share the cost of production, you share the risk, and you share the rewards according to your contribution and the level of risk you take. So for instance, if you require about $10 billion to undertake the project and you bring in $5 billion, it means you are taking 50% of the risk, and therefore you deserve the right to take 50% of the reward. After you've netted the oil, which is the cost of production, then you share the risk, the benefits between the parties according to the risk they took. Now, if you look at the Petroleum Exploration and Production Law, which was passed in August 2006, you find that we have provided for a minimum participating interest of 15%. Let me say that currently we're doing 13.75% for Jubilee. But now the new law says that we are entitled to a minimum participation interest of 15%.
Head of Public Affairs of the Council of State, Richie Osei Siedu, said the Council has received the petition and is yet to sit and deliberate on the issues raised.
The Council of State has received the petition. They are yet to sit and decide on the petition. So as we speak now, they've not deliberated on it.